that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. For almost 20 years, the leading light in the world of opera in Chico was Gwen Caratolo, director of CSU Chico's Opera Workshop. Tomorrow, at a special opera gala event, the university is bringing Caratolo out of retirement and back to the opera stage to honor her for her years of dedication to the vocal arts and to her hundreds of devoted students. Many of those students, who have gone on to successful careers in opera and musical theater, will be performing at tomorrow evening's gala. Today we'll be talking with Dr. Stephen Schwartz, who was a longtime participant in the opera workshop and will be part of tomorrow evening's festivities, honoring his teacher, his colleague, his friend, Gwen Caratolo. On today's program, we'll also take you to the Paradise Art Center to find out what it offers for art enthusiasts on the Ridge and to find out about the center's big celebration tomorrow of its 50th anniversary. And we'll be talking with Pat Macias from the Museum of Northern California Art about a bus trip coming up that will take you from Chico to Sonoma to experience a unique outdoor sculpture garden featuring works by top artists. Well, that's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
On stage in Reading at Riverfront Playhouse, in the heat of the night, this gritty and racially charged crime drama plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and there's a Sunday matinee at 2. The Orland Art Center features work by Molly Flack with her exhibit, California, A Celebration. You can visit the gallery between 1 and 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Chico Theater Company ends its run of Little Shop of Horrors, the world's only musical about a giant bloodthirsty plant bent on world domination. This comedy horror musical plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and the final performance Sunday at 2. For something less frightening, the Blue Room Young Company presents Dr. Doolittle Jr. at the university's Lackeson Auditorium. This musical, performed for kids by kids, plays one night only, Thursday, starting at 7:30. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, the El Rey Theater in Chico hosts Shorts Film Festival. This event screens the best short films from around the globe in a variety of genres: drama, comedy, horror, animation, and more. You can get more information online at Shorts Film Fest, that's shorts with a Z.com. The Blue Room Theater stages the play The How and the Why. You can see this topical drama tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. 1078 Gallery in Chico presents works by Ruben Herrera, which include four different series of drawings. You can see this artwork between 12:30 and 5:30, Thursday through Saturday. The James Snidle Gallery showcases painter Dolores Mitchell in an exhibit titled Dreaming of San Francisco. You can see Mitchell's colorful jazz-influenced imagery Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Find the Snidel Gallery on 4th Street, across from the Praying Hands by City Hall. Janet Turner Print Museum displays prints that have served as inspiration for creative writing students at the university. This exhibit, Visual Metrics, Prints and Poetry, shows at the new home of the Turner, the just-built Arts and Humanities Building on 2nd Street. Visit between 11 and 4, Monday through Saturday. The Chico Art Center has paintings, all just 12 by 12 inches. See Small World, Small Works any day of the week between noon and 4. In Paradise, Theatre on the Ridge presents The Veil. This play weaves Ireland's troubled colonial history into a story about the circularity of time and the search for love. Curtain goes up at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and at 2 o'clock on Sunday. In Marysville, the Acting Company brings you Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. This Old Testament tale, with music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, is on stage tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. According to Woody Allen, life doesn't imitate art. It imitates bad television.
Mezzo-soprano Jeanette Blakeney has been performing in opera houses and concert halls across the nation and all over Europe. Tomorrow night, she'll be on stage at the Harlan Adams Theater at CSU Chico, performing as part of a tribute to her mentor and voice teacher, Gwen Caratolo. Here's Blakeney singing a lullaby from an opera by Giancarlo Menotti, The Consul.
I shall fight for you, shells and stars. I shall swim for you, river and sea. Sleep, my love, sleep for me.
We're listening here to mezzo-soprano Jeanette Blakeney. Blakeney is perhaps the most accomplished singer in a long list of impressive singers who are going to be guests at a special event to honor and celebrate the career of Gwen Caratolo. Many, many years, the director of the Opera Workshop at Chico State. I'd like to introduce Dr. Stephen Schwartz. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Tom. It's wonderful to be with you here. Excited about an opera gala happening in Chico again.
And to honor Gwen Caratolo, who touched so many people's lives and trained so many great voices.
The opera workshop that she ran for the better part of two decades had a remarkable success record. Actually, it was your father, Dr. James Kinney, in the music department at CSU Chico, who actually started the opera workshop and was so closely involved in hiring Gwen Caratolo after her illustrious operatic career.
And I remember when Gwen first came, there was a transition period when she came up to do some roles and to do some guest appearances. Then when my dad retired, she took over. Thankfully, she did such a great job carrying on the tradition of the opera workshop and the opera gala and the opera ball and all of that.
Yes. Luckily for me, I arrived in Chico in the early 1980s with an avocation in singing. And there was this opera workshop with this magnificent director, Gwen Caratolo. And I was privileged enough to participate through the whole thing, singing in so many of the opera balls, the opera galas, and the full-length operatic productions that were put on year after year after year. I am, like so many, very excited about this upcoming opera gala because it is a tribute to Gwen, And it's also a reunion for many of those who participated in the opera workshop to sing with her again here in Chico.
Yeah, the Opera Gala is back, and it's tomorrow night. Special
it's tomorrow
event.
Night. So what is an opera gala? Well, having been in many of them, it's a series of arias and scenes from operas and musical theater, one after another, with a large cast of various performers. And that's exactly what we're going to have tomorrow night. The alumni of the Opera Workshop, who are coming in from far-off places.
Jeanette Reichney is one of the biggest star performers that'll be appearing, and she's coming from Europe. She's currently touring Europe in a production of Porgy and Bess. So they truly are coming from all over the place to honor their mentor, Gwen Corradello.
Some of the other names that I think a lot of musical folks in this town will recognize, Tim McDonald will be there, Dale Button, Jason Robinette, Michelle Coder, and many, many more. There are also young singers and guest singers invited to the gala. So it's going to have a wonderful variety to it.
And it's all to benefit the Opera Workshop, or the return of the Opera Workshop, producing a special opera for children, I think in January, right?
Yes. They're planning a production of an opera called The Little Sweep by Benjamin Britten. It's actually a children's opera, and it's being done for an audience that'll include the Chico School District.
Kids right, so it's going to be kind of touring the schools to introduce kids to the whole idea of opera. That's
so
kind of
exciting. This is exciting. There will be a scene from The Little Sweep, I understand,
at the
gala.
Tell us a little bit about your experience of Gwen Corradello, both as a teacher, but also as a friend and colleague.
Gwen was remarkably inspiring to her students and all the participants that she worked with, her colleagues, whoever, young and old, sang in her productions, but particularly to the college students. Her door was always open. She showed them how they could appreciate the art of singing and what opera could mean as an achievement, as a goal of excellence. She set very high standards. She was so consistently thoughtful and kind, and she's left a legacy of so many who really love her for what she's done for them.
We're going out here on a number from a Leonard Bernstein operetta, I guess you'd call it, Candide. It's Make Our Garden Grow. I understand that this was the piece that ended the opera ball every year, right?
Tom, we'll all be in tears. Gwen chose this, and it became somewhat of a theme song. And every year, we finish the opera ball with this most beautiful chorus that is the finale from Bernstein's Candide.
And so have I, but come and be my wife, and let us try before we die to make some sense of
Opera Gala event at Chico State, honoring Gwen Corradello, happens tomorrow night. It's at the Harlan Adams Theater in the Performing Arts Center on the CSU Chico campus. Doors open at 7 o'clock, and the performance starts at 7:30.
We'll be right back. This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm speaking with an extremely enthusiastic woman, Vicki Farrell, who is so excited about the 50th anniversary of the Paradise Art Center.
The Art Center was formed 50 years ago to provide art and education opportunities for the people who live on the Ridge.
Well, I think the exciting and unusual thing about it is the Paradise Art Center owns its own building.
We're very fortunate. The Wheeler family owned the building, and it used to be a bike shop and an electric repair shop. We were able to pay it off in 2011, and we are one of very few art centers in California that totally owns their own building. We've done some remodeling. We have a nice gallery with wood floors in them now, and then we have a classroom where we have lots of space for people to work and do workshops and painting classes. And then we have a pottery room, totally separate part of the building. That includes 8 wheels, and we also have classes in pottery 2 days a week. We also have electric kilns and a high fire gas kiln. And then we have monthly shows in the gallery. And our upcoming show in September is our members show. And everybody who is a member of the Art Center can have something in the show, and the public's invited.
These days, young people have a very difficult time in school getting any kind of art instruction. So your center has been doing outreach to the youngsters.
We worked last year with the Boys and Girls Club in Paradise. We had a class for them in watercolor painting and also drawing and acrylics. Then we helped them learn how to mat and frame their pieces. And then we had a gallery show. They were able to sell some of their items in the gallery, and we had a big reception for them. And it was a lot of fun working with those kids, ages of 9 to probably 13.
What kinds of classes are available to the general public, to more mature people?
We have classes that run from 9 a.m. until 12 noon, and then 1 to 4 Monday through Friday. We have watercolor, we have acrylics, we have oil painting, we have drawing, color pencil drawing, collage, and we also have plein air painters who go out in the field. They meet monthly and start at the Art Center and then go somewhere in Butte County and do plein air painting. Evening classes, right now we have a drawing class that's coming up in September, and we also have an Indian art class where people are learning to make jewelry and artwork, beadwork and things like that. Then we also have pottery class in the night, and we have pottery classes in the daytime and workshops. We also have special workshops sometimes on weekends. We have one coming up in September with polyclay, learning to use polymer clay to make jewelry. Another unique class, which is decorative furniture painting, and that's on a weekend as well coming up. So we have weekend opportunities for people who maybe are working and can't attend a daytime class.
And really, all people have to do is pull up your website. There's a listing of classes and phone numbers. But now let's consider this special celebration. I want to really emphasize to people that this is not being held at the Paradise Art Center, so don't go to the wrong location. Where should they go instead, and when?
Our 50th anniversary celebration is on Saturday, and it's from 12 noon to 3:30 p.m., and it's at the Terry Ashe Center, which is on Skyway in Paradise near Elliott. It's the recreation center. We really are looking forward to a big celebration. We're going to have a cake cutting ceremony. We're going to have face painting. We're going to have a special drawing contest with prizes. We're going to have demonstrations by different artists who will be demonstrating some of the work that they do and classes that they teach at the Art Center. And then we're having a very special event. We call it the $10 Art Sale. We've had donations of lots of art. You can come in and enjoy the music and the fun and the cake and the food. We'll have a food truck there as well. Look forward to celebrating 50 years of being on the Ridge and having art activities for the Ridge community.
Well, it's fascinating that other cultures are represented. So, for example, you've told me that there is a Native American who is giving the class in Native American art. But Jan has this wonderful background that I've heard about where she studied for 2 years with a Chinese brush master in Taiwan.
She has a class on Tuesday afternoons at the Art Center from 1 to 4. Her artwork is absolutely beautiful. I was just talking with her yesterday and saw this eagle that she has painted. It is absolutely the most fantastic drawing or painting I've ever seen of an eagle in flight.
And people coming to this event do not have to go away hungry.
We're going to have cake, you know, that's a big celebration. Dan Barnett, who is the son of Flo Barnett, our founder, he's going to be coming and going to be cutting the cake and saying some good words for us for our future. We also have a food truck that's signed up that'll be there and people can sit and eat and listen to music. We're going to have live musicians there. We also have what we call a time capsule, which is a great big huge pottery urn, and we're asking people to write down their wishes for the next 50 years of the Art Center, and so they'll be depositing them in this urn, and then we will seal the urn at the end of the year.
Can you give us the directions once again?
It is Saturday, and it's from 12 noon to 3:30 p.m., and it's at the Terry Ashe Recreation Center on Skyway, and that's 6626 Skyway. The cross street is Elliott.
I'm sure this is a family event that is friendly to children.
Yes, well, that's where we're having face painting and drawing contests. We also have caricature drawing. We have this wonderful gentleman who does illustrations for children's books, and he's going to be doing caricature drawing of people who want to get their picture drawn by him. The Art Center itself will be open. While we couldn't hold the event there, the Art Center will be open, and the gallery will be open that same day, so people can stop at the event first and then go by the Art Center at 5564 Almond Street, which is only about 3 blocks from where the Terry Ashe Recreation Center is, and they can go see our member show in the gallery.
And this is a free event?
Yes, it is. We just want everybody to come and have a good time.
Today, Pat Macias, who is president of the board of the Museum of Northern California Art, is going to tell us about a trip that she calls a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
This is a trip to Oliver Ranch, which is in Sonoma, and it is a sculpture garden that is only accessible by a group going there at one time. It's not a place where somebody could drive up and go and experience this. The museum has put together a tour, and this is going to be on Saturday, October the 8th. It will leave Chico. Don't get scared. It will leave Chico at 6 a.m. in the morning and then arrive back at 5 o'clock in the evening of the same day.
When you hear the word Sonoma, you think of rolling hills, you think of winery, you think of the most beautiful sections of California, and the artists have all done things to make that even more beautiful.
I think one of the fun things is that as you walk around, sometimes you're surprised by what you come upon. You might come upon a set of stairs that's really a sculptural piece, or you might find a field that has a metal sculpture in it, possibly by Richard Serra, who also just has this new huge piece at SF MoMA. I think being able to experience not only the sculpture and the artist, but the countryside and being part of it is going to be a great opportunity for people.
And a marvelous day of having fun with art lovers.
That's right. We want people to have a really fun experience. So in the morning, we'll have coffee and sweets. And then on the way back, we have food by Leon Bistro and wine and a nice way for you to enjoy the ride back.
Well, it's going through absolutely glorious countryside also.
It is. And this sculpture park is on acres of a ranch that started out as a sheep ranch and was turned into this amazing sculpture garden by Steve Oliver and his wife.
Well, what I found particularly interesting, I've been looking at their wonderful website, is that their urge was to bypass the really commercialized type of art they had been encountering, where artists were considered investments, and instead give the artists freedom with one stipulation, that they should have some sort of dialogue with the landscape.
Their opportunity then was to give artists residencies at this space so that they could produce their artwork during that time that they were there.
Give us an idea of what people taking this tour can expect in this sculpture park.
A lot of sculpture by internationally known artists, including Andy Goldsworthy, Denis Leon, Martin Poirier, Richard Serra, and Robert Stackhouse, just to name a few. Amazing sculptures that you don't get a chance to see around here.
I was interested to note that there were quite a number of women sculptors who sometimes do not get a chance to be seen. Anne Hamilton, for example.
This is a great opportunity to see this variety of artists that can inspire.
Give us the date again. And anything else that's nitty-gritty details?
The date is Saturday, October the 8th. It will be leaving the Raley's parking lot on Skyway in Notre Dame at 6 o'clock in the morning and returning to that same location at 5 p.m. One of the things that I think you should be aware of is the fact that it is walking. You know, wear something comfortable. You'll be walking most of the time. It's a 2.5-hour tour. Go to our website, www.monca.org, and buy your tickets through PayPal.
How about a phone number?
You can call for more information at 530-891-4304.
And is there a deadline?
Yes, September 23rd, we have to be able to turn that into the bus company. And believe me, it's limited to only 56 people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dolores.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can listen online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio, and I'm Tom Kinney.